Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. An excessive heat warning begins at 7 a.m. today and remains in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 99. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 78 tonight, slight chance for storms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are officially 1 week away from primary election day across the state of Kansas, and early voting is open in many counties across the state now if you want to vote early instead of voting on election day. As we sat down with Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab, saying that he's excited and ready for election day as well, as many of the voting machines are up and ready and secure for voters to cast their ballots.
So we released $2 million with our federal reserve funds from Help America Vote Act money, and that comes from the EAC. And we reimbursed counties because we didn't want to put an unfunded mandate on the counties. And the counties appreciated it. As a matter of fact, they piggybacked off it. So we had about 84 counties that took the scholarship money to make sure everything was secure and met a threshold that it needed to meet. And in the county said, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to, you know, for example, like cameras on drop boxes and things like that. The county said, well, we're going to add even more cameras like in the clerk's office just to make sure people aren't messing with things.
Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
A Kansas City man has been sent to the hospital after his parachute failed while he was skydiving and ended up landing on a vehicle, where he has been taken to the Weeping Water Rescue Squad for treatment of head trauma. KSNC News reports that the law enforcement from Kansas City and the sheriff's office from eastern Nebraska in Cass County was called to help the man after his parachute failed while he was trying to land. The event happened on Saturday this past weekend around 2 p.m., where they were called to the Lincoln Sports Parachute Club within Cass County. According to the medical report, they say law enforcement indicated the man's parachute buckled a roughly 20 feet in the air, causing him to fall rapidly and land on a vehicle before hitting the ground. They say he is expected to make a full recovery and is not in serious condition. In other news, if you're a fan of seeing the Northern Lights come to the state of Kansas, you have another opportunity to do so between now and July 31st. As according to the NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, they say the G3 Geometric Storm Watch is happening between now and the end of the week, where people may see the increased aurora activity becoming visible in the nighttime hours.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Lois Zegers of Petersburg has marked major milestones in her children and grandchildren's lives with handmade quilts. Recently, she has spent the last 6 months extending that tradition to her grandchildren. She devoted day and night to her sewing room, producing 33 quilts, one for each great-grandchild. She's only been quilting for 25 of her 92 years. Here's what she had to say to KOLN.
My daughter, my second youngest, passed away just in October, and I think this saved me, actually.
One of her great-granddaughters took her grief and decided to give it purpose.
She came and watched me sew, and she said, am I ever going to get one? Before she left, she said, I really love pink. And so she picked out several pieces of pink.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
We met online. His job kept him busy. We never had a chance to meet in person. Then he told me about the investment opportunity of a lifetime. He said he loved me, so I sent him my money. I lost everything.
Romance scams posing as investment opportunities cost Kansans thousands every year. If you are the victim of investment fraud, contact the Kansas Department of Insurance at smartinvestks.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners set a public hearing for the 2025 budget September 16th at 8:30 a.m. An increase of 1.063 mils would exceed the revenue neutral rate and would bring the mill levy to 45.757. That's up from 44.694 mils. Assessed valuations for 2025 are down slightly from the previous year. Included in the previous budget, a 3% increase in salaries, which remains to be finalized, with consideration for 3% or $100 per month being discussed. Marshall County Clerk's Office has details of the budget available. A federal grant that was earmarked toward equipment and technology upgrades included in a new jail in Marshall County is on hold. Sheriff Tim Ackerman had applied for extensions after two public votes turned down proposals for new construction. Ackerman indicating that he needs plans and cost to enter the second round of a multi-tier application process, and he has been in contact with federal officials about reapplying for the grant next year. According to the grant application, the funds would have been used for technology and a classroom for inmates so that they could complete coursework, as well as an education training area for department officers and staff. Public Works advising the Okito Blacktop overlay has been completed. White shoulder rock will be put down soon. There is concern regarding commercial truck traffic with a resolution on the books prohibiting it with signage on the road. Public Works will discuss the resolution with the sheriff regarding enforcement. Washington County Public Works advising contractors are laying asphalt with traffic delays beginning this week for about a month from B Street, Quivira Road, north of Washington, to the Nebraska state line. Washington County will distribute $450,000 from NextEra Energy among eight townships based on a formula for heavy haul route mileage. Nemahal County Commissioners were advised Hall Brothers will work on the Baileyville Road in August, that work postponed from June. A public hearing for the 2025 budget is set for September 16th at 10 a.m., Nemahal County Commissioners intend to exceed the revenue neutral rate of 36.168 mils. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting was routine business last week. Planning and Zoning Committee had met earlier and discussed an additional communication tower in southern Gage County or placing antennas on the Barnston Water Tower. The Steel Flats Wind Farm project is being repowered and will increase the height of the blades 51 feet to a height of 477 feet. At the August Planning and Zoning meeting, a public hearing will be held on the Pleasant Hill Cemetery. First-degree murder charges were filed in Marshall County District Court in the killing of a Blue Rapids man, Cameron Shoptease, whose remains were discovered near Waterville some days after he was reportedly last seen July 4th. 31-year-old James Dean Winkenwaiter of Waterville allegedly killed Shoptease intentionally and with premeditation, prompting the first-degree charges. He was initially taken into custody on unrelated charges shortly after Shoptease's body was discovered. $1 million bond has been set, and Winkenwaiter remains in the Marshall County Jail. Marshall County Health Department will offer outreach clinics this Wednesday in Beatty at the fire station, 12:30 until 2, Summerfield Fire Station, 2:30 until 4:30, and Axtell American Legion, 5 until 7. They plan clinics August 6th in Vermilion and Frankfort, August 7th in Waterville and Blue Rapids, and August 8th in Bremen. They will check blood pressure and offer vaccinations. For information, contact the Health Department at 562-3485. Rosalinda Lindy Prawley, age 96, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 1:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Wymore. Graveside service at the Odell Cemetery prior to the funeral, with a visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Lindy Prawley. Edna Mae Cogswell, age 87, of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Private family service followed by a burial planned at the Vermilion Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge for Edna Cogswell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken teriyaki with a muffin and rice, Capri blend and diced peaches. Tomorrow, chicken strips, a biscuit, tater tots, garden blend, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Wednesday evening. Sunshine today, staying warmer with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Heat index values around 107. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers possible overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Heat index values around 106. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms likely into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers early Thursday, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still sunny into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 109. The average low 69, the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:26. It's sunny and 75 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wankland Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
The Safe Senior Act by Dennis Pyle helps low-income seniors stay in their homes. Please join me and vote for Dennis Pyle.
Eliminating the Kansas income tax on Social Security was no easy task, but Senator Pyle got her done. As a retired Navy veteran, I'm voting for Pyle.
The U.S. Highway 75 expansion will make it a lot safer for me and my family. That's why, if I could vote, I'd vote for Grandpa Pyle.
Senator Pyle is the only Senate District 1 candidate that stood, spoke, and voted against the 93% legislative pay raise. Pyle has my vote.
Dennis Pyle is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. He cut property taxes, raised the standard deduction. Dennis fights the establishment on wasteful spending and tax hikes. Pyle is the trusted, proven conservative fighter we need. Please join the fight for freedom. Vote Pyle.
Advertisement paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie, Treasurer. There's Pepe Le Pew and just plain Pew.
Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The men's triathlon not happening today in Paris. The pollution levels in the Seine, well documented leading up to the Olympics, and the river is not swimmable today. Paris spent about $1.5 billion on wastewater infrastructure trying to contain the sewage, but heavy rains over the weekend and the E. coli levels are just too high. Stateside, baseball's trade deadline is today, 6 o'clock Eastern. The Braves reuniting with Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson. Atlanta doing a deal with the Giants. Soler was the 2021 World Series MVP. Dodgers bringing back infielder Ahmed Rosario, doing a trade with the Rays. Brewers are getting right-hander Frankie Montas from the Reds in an intra-division trade. On the diamond, Yankees taking advantage of their recent trade.
High fly ball. Deep right field. There it goes. See ya. A two-run home run for Chisholm. His second of the game. And the Yankees lead this one by a score 14-4.
Michael Kay, Amazon Prime. Yankees pound the Phillies. Chaz Chisholm hitting a pair. Chisholm in his second game with the Yankees. He used Aaron Judge's bat for that one. Aaron Judge also hits two in the win. Corbin Carroll hits one, but it comes as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the ninth, capping a five-run ninth. Arizona rallies to beat the Nationals 9-8. Blue Jays and Orioles split their two games. Vlad Guerrero homering in both. Michael Taylor goes yard with a three-run shot in the ninth. Pirates a 5-3 win in Houston. Paul Skeens reaches 100 strikeouts in a no decision. Rangers double up the Cardinals 6-3. Brewers an 8-3 win over the Braves. Atlanta's lost 7 of its 10 games since the All-Star break. Red Sox 11 extra base hits and a 14-7 win over the Mariners. John Elway says passing on Josh Allen in the 2018 draft, probably his biggest mistake as Broncos GM.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Googs Bar and Grill in Hanover is hosting a Little Blue River catfishing contest starting Friday, August 2nd at 6 p.m. Over $800 worth of prizes with a side prize for largest turtle brought in. Registration and rules will be announced August 2nd, 6 p.m. at Googs Bar and Grill in Hanover. Contact Mark at 785-562-8273 with questions and test your fishing skills August 2nd with Googs Bar and Grill's Little Blue catfishing contest.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. With the Federal Reserve beginning its latest two-day meeting today, attention is focused on its next meeting. Economists widely believe Fed officials will hold interest rates where they are this time around, but could be lining up the first interest rate cut in years when they meet in September. Investors are keeping one eye on the Fed and the other on tech stocks as earnings week ramps up. The Dow Jones Monday slipped 49 points to close at 40,540. The S&P and NASDAQ composite both gained a fraction. Investors in BP will see an 8-cent per share dividend after the British oil giant reported a stronger than expected second quarter. BP had a net profit of $2.76 billion for the second 3 months of this year. A new life for your old blue jeans. Target is holding a denim take-back event in early August, offering discounts to customers who bring in up to 5 old pair of jeans. The denim is then either sold as vintage or shredded and turned into insulation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The United States Department of Agriculture estimates 2023 farm production expenditures in the United States at $481.9 billion, up from $452.5 billion in the previous year. The four largest expenditures totaled $238.7 billion and accounted for 49.6% of the total expenditures in 2023. These include feed at 16.6%, livestock, poultry, and related expenses at 11.6%, farm services accounted for 11.3%, and labor at 10.1%. In 2023, the United States saw the total average farm expenditure reach about $255,000, up 12.4% from the $226,000 in 2022. On average, United States farm operations spent $42,340 on feed, $29,479 on livestock, poultry, and related expenses, and $28,800 on farm services, as well as more than $25,600 on labor. Total fuel expense in 2023 was $16.5 billion. Diesel was the largest subcomponent at $10.9 billion, accounting for 66%. Diesel expenditures were down 4.4% from 2022. Gasoline expenditures reached $2.8 billion, down 5.7% from the previous year. LP gas reached $1.8 billion. Now, in other news, the Biden administration should set fair and reasonable criteria around farming practices for farmers and refineries seeking tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels. Those are comments from the National Corn Growers Association submitted to the USDA. Ethanol has played a critical role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions in cars and trucks, and we can do the same for the airline industry, said NCGA President Harold Woolley. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
During the summer months, flies can cause severe stress and annoyance to your livestock, leading to decreased weight gain and milk production. One stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville solves all those problems. From fly tags, dust control, spray, pour-on options to liquid and solid feed solutions. Applicator options include cattle rubs and mineral feeder lids that coat the head of your cattle with insecticide. Protect your herd and livelihood this season with one stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many in agriculture have experienced unfavorable financial conditions these past few years, and that is extended to cooperatives in Kansas. Director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brigeman, explains how cooperatives have been doing in the past years, why the center began 40 years ago, and who they serve.
It's been tough. So now looking forward, you know, I was talking with some co-op leaders this week from Kansas, and things were a little bit better from a wheat harvest perspective, kind of came in above what expectations were. And then looking ahead to the fall crop, hopefully, you know, we'll have plenty of bushels that'll come through. So maybe it's slightly optimistic looking forward, but in terms of just kind of the overall condition, last couple of years have been pretty tough.
Brigeman discusses what event encouraged people to start the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State.
The 1980s were turbulent for agriculture, and co-op leaders at the time said, you know, these kind of events might happen again. Not that we're expecting another farm debt crisis, but challenges for agriculture. So they turned to Kansas State University to form a center of excellence. And, you know, the individuals who put this center together really had the foresight of, let's create a public-private partnership between Kansas State University and the Kansas Cooperative Council.
The center is a part of K-State Research and Extension, and he says what they do to be successful.
You know, we fulfill the land grant mission for co-ops. So, you know, here at K-State, we're a land grant university. So that means teaching, research, and extension. So at the Capper Center, we do that for co-ops. So on the teaching front, one of the things that is just an absolute joy to do each year is to award about $60,000 of co-op scholarships on an annual basis to K-State students. I teach a co-ops class here at K-State, you know, started that in 2016, and it's grown to where last year we had 53 students in, and this year we have 48. And of course, on the research, I work with a number of graduate students on various projects from, you know, kind of the gets into a peer review journal article to a lot of stuff we put out on fact sheets. And then, you know, the final piece of the land grant mission, of course, is extension. And a lot of that is with me doing a lot of work with cooperative leaders in various programs, going to board meetings, hosting meetings, leading discussions on how can we help co-ops navigate today's turbulent environment.
That was Brian Brigeman, the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, with how the center started as they celebrate 40 years of being in operation. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Would you be willing to turn over gardening chores to a robot? That option may not be as far off as you think. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 30th, the 212th day of the year. Auto manufacturer Henry Ford was born on this day, and in 1956, Congress approved adoption of our national motto, In God We Trust. Large farming operations have all kinds of automated and robotic equipment tending their crops. It's only a matter of time until those tools become feasible for small growers and backyard gardeners. A European company developed a small weeding robot intended for personal use. Made from an electric wheelchair motor and open-source software, the roving machine patrols garden rows and eliminates weeds with its robotic arm. Many copycat versions are available now, and top-of-the-line models can go for $3,000. What remains to be seen is how many gardeners value their backs and knees that highly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
An excessive heat warning in effect through Wednesday. It's 731, 75 with sunshine this hour. Highs approach the century mark today, again tomorrow with a little bit of a break Thursday to Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the NFL season, just a couple months away, the Kansas City Chiefs are in their summer practice and said they have had to do some changes with their lineups after defensive tackle Chris Jones has been sitting out during some of the training camp due to a groin strain. KSN News reports that the team ended up having a 2-hour, 15-minute practice on Sunday for their training camp, along with a 75-minute practice set up for Monday as well, where head coach Andy Reid declined to specify on how much practice that Chris Jones has missed, but did stress that Jones was dealing with a legitimate issue after he was observed at practice without pads or a helmet. Cornerback Nazia Johnson also left practice on Saturday early and set out on Sunday's workout after tweaking his right knee and hamstring. He ended up tearing his right ACL last August and is making the return from that surgery, but is expected to play by the beginning of the season. Preseason for the Chiefs kicks off on Saturday, August 10th against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Sorry to interrupt your summer, folks, but my friends at Midwest Kia are celebrating Christmas in July. Visit Midwest Kia and get your gift before I've even had time to check the list to see if you've been naughty or nice. Here's a sneak peek into Santa's bag. Interest rates as low as 0% on EV models and 1.9% on non-EV models. $10,000 off MSRP on the North American SUV of the year, EV9. And you'll receive a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new Kia. Don't forget, Santa's here to help everyone. We'll work with all credit types to get you the best deal on any vehicle on the lot. This Christmas in July, fight off hot temperatures with a cool new Kia from Midwest Kia and enjoy a better way to buy. Ho, ho, ho. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $21.65 per thousand financed. See store for details.
Two baseball players from the Kansas University Jayhawk team are taking their talents to the next level. As KSNT reports that Reese Dutton and Jabril Easley have both signed free agent contracts moving up to the big leagues, going to the Philadelphia Phillies and the Texas Rangers. Dutton had moved from USC upstate to KU, playing only 1 year for the Jayhawks, while compiling a 7-5 record with a 3.78 ERA through 85 and a half innings in that pitching position, and led the Jayhawks pitching staff in innings pitched and strikeouts, finishing the year with a total of 82 strikeouts for the season. Easley was on the rebound after missing the 2023 season with an ACL injury, but bounced back this last up baseball season with a record of 21 strikeouts and 21.1 innings pitched, and had 6 of his 10 outings that were starting for the game. Overall, it was a big year for the Jayhawks for the big leagues, as the Phillies also drafted an infielder and relief pitcher, while the Rangers called on a first baseman and catcher. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State AA Legion Baseball Tournament at Concordia wrapped up Monday, as top seed Iola came back in the championship to defeat second seed Hiawatha 10-3. For Iola, their third straight AA state championship. Hiawatha forced a rematch, handing Iola their first tournament loss 6-0 earlier Monday. Iola wins first, Hiawatha runner-up in the state AA Legion Baseball Tournament at Concordia.
KNDY.